Russiagate was funded by the Clintons. That propaganda that we heard about for 2 years, just constantly playing on the news, was actually funded by the Clinton Foundations. 0 minutes of this news has aired. Also in other news, LA homeless shipped to other cities due to the Super Bowl. In our celebrity news, Chappelle doesn't want affordable housing because Joe Biden gave out crack pipes. Fidel Castro Jr. of the Great White North says all truckers are racist. Israel is 100% vaxxed and also 100% infected. Fat people here in America shout about masks, but their body masks, their choice. World War III will be a cyber war. Russian and China bot farms are responsible for most of the outraged tweets. Mickey Mouse is the biggest gangster in all of Hollywood, buying everything up he can. All the news may as well be tabloids. America wants to hear more about the bromance of Kanye and Pete. I'm Dipshit Dal. This is the latest episode of The Daily Dumbass. Right, I'm going to start this one off by saying I spent about 5 years of my life working inside hospital. So I wasn't a doctor or nurse or even a master of the custodial arts. I was just the food delivery person. So I spent a lot of time in and out of different patient rooms and walking past different waiting rooms or lobbies. And let me say that if the patient does not have complete 100% control over their remote, their TVs are on CNN. So I don't know if it's an actual document that would be able to be looked up or anything, but 100% of the TVs that are on inside the hospital, if it doesn't have someone on the other end of the remote to put it on Investigation Discovery, because that was the other biggest channel that people would be on, it would be on CNN. So CNN or one of these other news outlets. And it's just kind of interesting because I know that they're also streamed all through airports and retirement homes. Also, one of the comorbidities of the plague that is Voldemort, that we dare not speak its name, is anxiety. So whenever that news is constantly playing, I'm not a medical expert, but if just people are constantly being told about how bad something is, and for example, if there was a death count ticking away on the TV and everyone inside the hospital is watching that death count go up, I'm not a doctor again, but just safe to say that it could be a matter of anxiety kicking in on all of these people and making them lose their fucking mind more than what they would have. So, that being said, I know I had seen a lot of the Russiagate scandal popping up all over the news whenever that was the case because of me working in the hospital and seeing that shit on all the time. So, this Russiagate thing where, you know, the president of that time, Trump, was accused of being a Russian spy, and all these news things was going on about even the, there was even a trial on the guy, you know, millions of tax dollars wasted for 2 years of them looking into this Russiagate scandal. And now it's came out that Hillary Clinton has paid for, or the Clinton Foundation, or somehow connected to the Clintons, that it was paid for them to create that news about Donald Trump. So, I mean, Trump was like, it's fake news, none of it's real, this is all bullshit, I just reach up and grab him by the pussy, I don't gotta go to Russia. So it was basically, the Clintons had paid for it, and now nothing's being discussed about that. We're just making up other little psyops nuanced stories that way people aren't wondering what's going on. Meanwhile, Joe Biden's just locked in the fucking White House like geriatric grandparents who doesn't remember who you are, so you don't go and visit them. So it's no one gives a shit about that part, but yeah, so Clinton paid for that propaganda, and nothing is really being discussed by it. LA was host of the Super Bowl, and I'm not even gonna get into the halftime show. I mean, yeah, it was cool. The music that it grew up with. Halftime show is the only part of it that I watched even after the game, because I don't give a shit. And, I mean, I don't watch shit throughout. I don't watch football throughout the rest of the season. That one game doesn't matter unless I'm betting money on it. So, I didn't watch it. I had to work because I'm not a earthworm living off of the earth of the government. So, had to work on Super Bowl Sunday. So, who gives a shit? You know, the halftime show, it was cool, but it would have been cooler 10 years ago, in my opinion. But the LA homeless was situation was cleaned up a bit. So any city that really wants the homeless taken out of your prospective city or surrounding cities, and if you really want your city cleaned up, encourage your sporting teams to do a hell of a lot better, because that's the only way your city gives two fucks if you have people living on the streets, is if the Super Bowl is coming to town, and the Super Bowl probably only had like maybe 25 actual fans there. All the rest of it was, corporations get the free tickets and they all hand them out to whoever to go and watch the Super Bowl, and it's a whole handshaking circle jerk going on in the audience of corporations. But that's what happens, is you gotta ship your homeless out. If you wanna clean up your cities, have your fucking professional sporting teams do better, so that way whenever the Super Bowl comes, they'll just kick the homeless out, because who gives a shit? It's not their home. And then Chappelle, he doesn't, I'm sure you guys have seen the video, but past him being a transphobe, now he does not want affordable housing to go up in the city where he is at. And it was a whole thing where he walked up in the city council and was like, "My name's Dave Chappelle, and God damn it, Janice, I can't believe you're making me do this." But I mean, I get it. He comes out and he says that he doesn't want affordable housing in there, and people are like, why is it he doesn't want affordable housing? Biden just released a thing saying that he's handing out crack pipes. He basically, there's going to be a government vehicle driving around like an ice cream truck with a song playing that all the crackheads know. Maybe whenever the ice cream truck turns the corner, it will be hit playing "Wake Up, Wake Up, Wake Up, It's the First of the Month." And then all the crackheads are going to come running out of their houses and out of their mom's houses, or obviously not in LA. The homeless people won't be lining up for that crack ice cream truck, but in other cities, people are going to be going ape shit over getting a free crack pipe. So that's no disrespect to Bone Thugs. I love Bone Thugs. I just thought that'd be a good crackhead ice cream truck song. Playing, you put it as like a nursery rhyme where it's like, "Bana, bana, bana, ba ba bana ba bow, bana, 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 ba ba bana ba bow." And so I don't know why Chappelle wouldn't want low-income housing with the president handing out crack pipes. It's not like Chappelle's ever said anything about, babies on crack and babies selling crack. In other news, Fidel Castro Jr. of the Great White North says that all the truckers are racist. You know, the trucker situation was not in the mainstream news for all that long, but it's apparently evident that the news now just has to go off of whatever podcasts are talking about to create their stories, because the podcasts get more views, so the news has to talk about what the podcasts have talked about, or they have to talk about certain hosts of podcasts. It's funny because whenever the news has a story, like Mr. Beast did the YouTube video where he recreated the Squid Games, and whenever they broadcasted that video, they were saying that it was a YouTuber that created it. Like, they wouldn't say Mr. Beast's name because of how he's got more views than them. So I think that them saying his name would have just, I don't know, it looks weird. They'll use Rogan's name, but then not use Mr. Beast's name. But, I mean, you know who the fuck Mr. Beast is, or their kids know who Mr. Beast is, and there's no way that you haven't heard of the guy. He's making a hell of a lot of money and killing it on YouTube. So all these people of the news sources are going to have to find a way how to get their news. And the best way for them to do that is independent content creators. So the news is going to start just sourcing their content through the independent content creators. And that's really funny because, you know, Spotify has people paid just to listen to podcasts. Hey, Spotify, how do I get that fucking application? I listen to podcasts. Let me send in to you the ones I'm listening to, and I'll be like, hey, this one is offensive. You need to do an article about these guys, Spotify. I mean, pay me to be a listener, damn it. Also, in other news, you know, Israel was 100% vaxxed and also 100% infected with Omicron at one point. You know, no big deal. Who gives a flying fuck? Fat people, they're going to shout about their mask and tell you that you should do what you're supposed to do. And goddamn it, why can't you just do what they're telling us to do? But, you know, their body mass, their choice. Like I said earlier, they shout about not wanting to get sick. Well, guess what, fucker? If you would have ate right your whole life and not been a fat fuck, then you would have been able to just not be all pissy whenever someone's not wearing a mask, or give the goddamn cross to me whenever the vax conversation comes up. So I'm not saying all fat people, but I'm saying in my experience, the people who have been shouting at me about a mask or saying something about the vax, or the people who have been loudest about this, have been the people who have more to lose during this whole ordeal, okay? I haven't really came across a Karen, per se, or I believe the male term of Karen is a Bob. Haven't really came across one of them about it, but I'll say I've came across like a Craig. That's not like the actual person's name, but I'll use that for an example. A Craig, who is someone who may be overweight and who maybe has ignored doctors up until the last 2 years and ignored actual science for the last 2 years. A Craig may be someone who may have just been like, oh, fuck it, I'll eat the fuck I want to eat every day. And then a Craig may be someone who nowadays would be like, oh, you need to wear a mask, why aren't you wearing a mask? So that could be a Craig. And then maybe a Susan, because the Susan would be a little bit more rounder than a Karen. But it's the same concept as a Greg or a Craig. Craig and Susan would be your bigger Karens and Bobs. World War III is coming, guys, you know, but it's going to be a cyber war. Cyber World War III. Cyber World Warfare. We got the China and Russian bots. They're killing it on Instagram and Twitter. They got the woke mafia following them. China bots and Russia bots bought farms, actually, like a puppy farm, but not as cute. These China and Russia farm bot farms are finding out what issues are relevant to online and just like trolling the shit out of everyone. And the woke mafia is hopping on behind them and holding up their picket signs and say, "Yes, queen! And cancel that bitch!" And rolling in behind them would be the Susans and the Craigs with the signs that say, "My body, my choice." And but I remember in 8th grade, my teacher had told me that, or told the class that if World War III ever happens, you're not gonna know World War III is happening until it's already happened. And I've already said that on here before, but it's true. World War III, you won't know it's happening until it's already happening or it has already happened. Whenever World War II was going on, it was just the Great War. Or maybe that was World War I. I'm not a fucking historian. I don't know. But that's what I have to say about that. It's going to be a cyber one, okay? Because Chinese are already coming in. And I know you can't say Chinamen, but the men who are China, they are coming in. The businessmen, the China businessmen, they're coming in and they're buying up houses and they're buying up properties and they're gonna own all the shit. And guess what? Homeless people are being shipped out. So now they're gonna own all these nice cities or nice places in LA. They're gonna own all these business buildings. And guess what? They're not putting fucking people in them yet. They're waiting. They're waiting it out. It's called the long game, baby. Do you think when China went to Africa to get minerals for all of the phones that we're using, that they were like going in with the samurai mentality or going in like Genghis Khan and killing motherfuckers? No, they were like, "Hey, guess what? Let us build some roads for you guys, and then we're gonna get all your mineral rights." And Africa was like, "Yeah, that sounds good. You know, we need roads." So, Chinese coming in and they're buying up our shit, but it's gonna be a cyber warfare. They're gonna have all their bot farms attack from within Facebook and Twitter and wherever the fuck you're at online. I'm sure they haven't done it yet, but they're probably in the bouts of penetrating the Gitter Foundation or the Gitter platform that I believe was started by Trump. I know it came out on 4th of July, America, God bless the USA. But it's going to be a cyber warfare, and they're going to divide us through the wokeness, and that's what's going to happen there. Meanwhile, Hollywood's going to be left alone because they are also backed by China businessmen, and Mickey Mouse is actually the biggest gangster in all of fucking Hollywood, just rolling around like, "Oh, guess what? I'm gonna buy your fucking studio from you, and then I'm gonna shut down everything you're making, so that way I can redo Cinderella's every single goddamn race." And that's what's happening, is, all the news cycles are just gonna become tabloids. And guess what? We want to hear more about the Kanye and Pete bromance. We don't want to hear more about this UK, the Russian UK. Crane bullshit. Tell me about Pete and Kanye. Kanye, Kim, Pete. They're going at it. You guys know all about this. It's all created because of the Kardashian streaming service, and her whole life's been about drama. So I mean, anyone who fucking gets close to that thing just gets dromulated, and then you get on TV and you become more famous. I know Pete was already on TV. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying their whole life's about fucking drama, okay? Whenever they were like 7 years old, they were standing there watching their dad defend OJ. The gloves still didn't fit, okay? They're designed for drama. They were raised around that shit. They've seen what drama got you from an early age, is what I'm saying. So, Is that all MKUltra? Who knows? It could be. I'm also just talking nonsense. This has been a fun one. Thank you. I'm Dipshit Dow, this is Daily Dumbass.